First of all, just give me some perspective on what we're seeing with this hay, this forage crop this year. Particularly, we've been baking with some hot, dry weather here.
Well, I tell you what, the interesting thing is, I think everybody was optimistic when the year started because we got an early start with some nice weather. And I think there's quite a few things that woke up. And then things turned around and got cold. Maybe a few crops broke dormancy, got nipped back a couple of times, and then we stayed cool. And it was depressed from a growth standpoint because we weren't getting that early spring heat back in May. And really, so we went from optimism to, well, that set us back a little bit. And then we went from that to dry. And it looks to me like right now the hay crop in a lot of places is short. And now we're drying up. So interestingly enough, we have some forage, but it's starting to get kind of spendy at the hay barn. The markets are coming up.
So how's growers managing that as they look? I'm guessing most of them are done with second crop going into third?
Yes, in the areas where there was enough moisture and time to get three cuttings off, they're just probably getting into third right now. A few of the larger dairies along the area have got third wrapped up and on the way looking, hopefully get a fourth cut yet, but I think a lot of the growers are going to look at maybe having two done, and now we're dry. So then the question is, an alfalfa standpoint, will it grow or just stay dormant? Or are we going to have a patchy, mangy squirrel-looking field out there where we're just going to have little patches everywhere? So, but it looks like it's going to be tough, and I think some of the things they're trying to do to manage around some of that, I was a beef discussion this week, and livestock nutritionist was surprised at how many calls she's had about people early weaning calves to save on forage costs in the cow-calf world. So that's the next thing is, how do we conserve as much feed on farm as we can and maybe wean some calves a little early and get them started in the yard?
Good point. Now, this answer plot, first of all, it's huge. You got a lot of acreage. Get a lot of great information out of these plots. What are we looking at here in Washburn?
So in Washburn here, I believe we're a little over 100 and almost a full quarter of research, demonstration, and learning. And at this location, we have field peas, canola, both spring and winter wheat, sunflowers, forage sorghum, grain sorghum, sorghum sedan grasses, alfalfa, hybrid pearl millet. So there is just a broad range, wide host. We have multiple research sections out here where we are testing new genetics, looking at different weed control options, different adjuvant combinations, and today and tomorrow are fantastic learning opportunities for people in the industry and or growers as well.
So from a forage perspective, what are you focused on?
From a forage perspective myself, we will be talking about the new genetics in the pipeline, what we're trying to do for research. We'll ask a few questions and say, hey folks, give us a little scorecard. Here's where we're at. This is where we've been. What do we need to do next? Help us understand what we can do to help you. So that's a little bit about what this is as well. But again, we'll answer some questions of top of mind strained ideas, or they're saying, hey, here's the environment we're in, what do we do? So there'll be a little bit of that as well.
Talk about some of the new varieties, those kind of things. What's next? What are we seeing on the horizon for our alfalfa growers and such?
So the alfalfa growers, what we have, our announcement today and tomorrow will be a couple of new varieties. Again, yield enhancements. Those are things that we're always chasing. How do we get more? And why we're getting that yield enhancement. So it's mainly from our disease tolerance. And as we are more tolerant to the diseases and maybe some interactions in the environment, then we see an improvement in yield and stress tolerance. So quality is always a big deal. We'll talk a little bit about a couple of quality improvements to have better digestible hay and how we're looking at getting a little more yield from the two new varieties we'll introduce this week.
I like these tours just because it's not just looking at your variety versus the competitor, those kind of things. The why you talked about, and that's really what we're getting to here.
I think that's probably the most important that one of the most important things people need to understand is that our group really is here to educate first, give you the ideas of what the industry looks like, what are the challenges we have facing us, and then they will have the opportunity to say, well, that's interesting, now how do I fix it? And then that's where we provide them the opportunity to look at the other products that we have to sell and or provide as a service. So to me, that's very near and dear to my heart, that we talk about what's going on, and then they ask, or we get to provide the answer at the end versus up front. That's a pretty powerful deal.
I agree. Any final thoughts for us?
One of my thoughts would be this, folks. If you have the mindset that you don't need to go look at different things in the field, experience plot days like this, you're fooling yourself just a little bit. There's always room for improvement. And this is such a large event with multiple topics. It's not like you're going to come here and get a seed guide and people say, okay, now let's go through the old traditional seed guide auction. This is a learning experience with the newer innovations and technologies in the industry from a company that literally goes from soil to, at Lando Lakes, Winfield United, Cropland Brand Genetics. We have the ability to go from soil to a consumable human product. So it's different for us, I think. And invest in yourself. Take some time off. It's going to be warm today, but you should be able to bring home some good nuggets instead of just going and getting a free hot dog and looking at a seed guide.
I'm curious, do you know how many of these, these are huge plots. Do you know how many acres we have and how many of these we have across the Midwest?
So this one is the most unique one in our company. This is a company-owned piece of ground, and it's over 120 acres. I think it's a full quarter section. There are some fill acres, but the learning and research part of it with the plots has to be probably 50 or 60 acres of intensive plot management, where across the U.S. we will have, I would say, maybe a dozen events like this regionally placed, and they would probably be on 10 to 12 acre blocks, where this one is a full quarter section. It's not a square quarter section, but there's 160 some acres here.